This is a Triple M Footy podcast. With all the latest news and stories that matter right now in footy, it's Tom Brown's news.
Good afternoon. Game day in what could be a grand final preview. Melbourne and Geelong at the Cattery tonight. Can't wait for that. Of course, Triple M will be there. But it's already been a big news day and indeed a big news week. I'll start briefly with some snippets this morning. Ben McAvoy will return from his shocking neck injury against Adelaide for the Hawks this weekend, which is a great story. And just the latest from Collingwood training, just spoke to my man Mitch Cleary, or our man Mitch Cleary, who told me he was down there that Jordan Dugowie went off a little bit early. There's some concerns there regarding some potential soft tissue issues, so we'll have the latest on that tonight. Darcy Moore, I don't think he'll play. He did the warm-up but didn't participate in the main part of the session. I think he's 80% fit, so I dare say Collingwood will just hold him back this week following that knee scare. But that's interesting in terms of Dugowie this morning. Obviously had the week off following his escapade or trip to Bali. He then played pretty ordinary, really, against the Suns last week, just getting himself back in the groove. He could play this weekend, but there's some tightness concerns, I think, with his quad this morning. So no doubt they'll check that out this afternoon.
The Saturday Rub, Friday Huddle, Sunday Rub, Midweek Rub, Tom Brown's News and all the footy podcasts you need are in one place. Subscribe to Triple M Footy on the Listener app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Stuart Dew now officially locked in for the next 2 years, they announced that yesterday, Dew and Chairman Tony Cochrane and Brett Ratten all but locked in. They've agreed, I think, essentially to terms St Kilda. He will get an extension. There's now a race on for, obviously, the Giants' job, and really now a race on for Alistair Clarkson. I've reported that Jason McCartney, the Giants' football boss, was in Melbourne yesterday as part of this coaching search. It's my understanding that he met with Clarkson at some time during the day. The Giants have reached out to Clarkson. They're certainly sounding out his interest. One hiccup potentially with that, I guess, is how he get on with their CEO, Dave Matthews. They'd be like two bulls in the paddock. They're two big personalities that want to say over football. I think that would be surmountable if he went. Well, they could certainly overcome that if he went to the Giants. Essendon is now involved in this process. I understand they're mulling over the idea of how best to, or whether, to go after Alistair Clarkson. Their review, as Eddie Maguire said on Footy Classified last night, is a little bit deeper, I think, than perhaps they'd anticipated or planned at the start, or certainly acknowledged publicly at the start. It's a serious review. And I think part of the club at Essendon, I hear, are interested in landing Alistair Clarkson. Having said that, a strong part of the club, and I think at this stage, Xavier Campbell, the CEO, who's very influential, they want to back Ben Rutten. They believe in Ben Rutten. They liken the situation potentially to Simon Goodwin or Damien Hardwick, who both experienced well-documented difficulties at Melbourne and Richmond. In both cases, the clubs, strong clubs, backed their coach and reaped huge dividends. And part of Essendon, I think, still wants to go down that path. Having said that, Essendon's going through a difficult review. They've had an incredibly difficult year. And there's certainly influential people, past players like Matthew Lloyd, already who said this publicly, who say, look, cut to the chase. You're not obligated to basically, and this is surmising the argument, you know, train up Ben Rutten. Clarko, arguably the best coach in the last 25 years, is sitting there. You go and do the deal, presumably with him this afternoon. Go and land one of the best coaches in AFL history. I think the clubs chasing Clarko are aware that he's not necessarily easy to manage. He needs infrastructure and people that he respects around him, and he challenges those people. So you've got to work through all that. Having said that, Essendon is an established club. They've got really good management, a really strong board, and perhaps they're the sort of club that would suit Alistair Clarkson in that regard. There's the type of people already out there around him that could challenge Clarko. He'd respect them, and that could definitely work. So that's what's going on at the moment. There's now a bit of a race on, if you like, for Alistair Clarkson between the Giants and potentially the Bombers. What does it mean for Ben Rutten? Well, it doesn't necessarily bode well for him, but that's the situation as I understand it at the moment. They're backing Ben Rutten, Essendon. They've clearly done that. They're doing that publicly still. So, look, the truck's still, you know, not in a bad position. They're not, you know, tipping over the truck at this stage, but that's what's going on in a practical sense. Keeping in mind also that Clarko has got one of the best managers in the business, James Henderson, who, you know, has sort of created the situation now where you might have competitive tension between the Giants, Essendon and North Melbourne. So I think Clarko will end up somewhere, and that'll all play out over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
This is Tom Brown's News, bringing you the latest in footy every Monday, Thursday and Friday. Here at First on Listener.
Now, reporter Jason Horne-Francis revealed this at about 7 o'clock last night. Will return to the VFL this weekend as opposed to the AFL. He was suspended, had the bye, obviously missed 2 weeks of football. And North, David Noble, informed him yesterday they preferred, just fitness-wise, bringing him back through the VFL. He's a bit underdone, and when he returns, they want to bring him back through the midfield. So on a simple analysis, you can say, well, that's good management. That's a sensible way of managing your number one draft pick. But on a, you know, this is much more complex than that. You know, sources continue to insist that Horne Francis, at least privately, wants to move potentially back to Adelaide. His management say that he certainly hasn't expressed that view to them yet. So that's, I guess, jumping the gun, but that's the background discussion. And, of course, there's huge goings-on at North Melbourne at the moment in terms of their football review. David Noble might not be there penning Jeff Walsh's review in 2 or 3 weeks. And I guess him returning through the VFL will only intensify discussion that he will eventually seek a trade. So it's a very complex situation. But North, I should say, have done their best to manage it this weekend by bringing him back through the VFL. They think that'll benefit his football. Tarryn Thomas also won't play against Collingwood this weekend for the Kangaroos. He's obviously got the bereavement leave for his nan at the moment. He's had to go. He trained yesterday, but has to go up to Sydney as part of those services, funeral services, which could go now into next week. So he could be on personal leave for another at least a week, Tarryn Thomas.
Bringing you the latest in footy news before you hear it anywhere else. This is Tom Brown's news.
The Giants have got to lose at least one player under their salary cap, possibly two. There's been discussion all year regarding Jacob Hopper, who's a very good player. He returned from his persistent knee issues through the VFL last weekend. He's stepping up his campaign. Taranto's obviously been in the news as well in terms of another player that could step off at the end of the year and go to a different club. I interviewed Tim Taranto earlier this year up in Sydney. It's been on the cards for some time, and I guess the longer he's put off a decision at the Giants, the more likely it is, clearly, he'll now go to another club. The three clubs that have been mentioned, I think Sam McClure flagged this overnight, are Collingwood, Richmond and Essendon, certainly into him at the moment. I think Richmond, for mine, is the big one. I think there's certainly a view that Edwards and Cotchin will or could retire at the end of the year, and Taranto would fit well into Richmond in terms of sort of working to replace and replenish their list. So a lot of discussion surrounding Taranto, but I think Richmond's the big one. And look, he's a good player. Other clubs will get involved potentially. It suits St Kilda, for example, if it comes to that. But I think at the moment, Collingwood, Richmond and Essendon. Essendon's going in a lot of players at the moment, don't get me wrong, but I think they're the three main clubs, as has been reported, into Taranto. But Richmond in particular, having a big look at Tim Taranto with Edwards and Cotchin, I think likely to retire at the end of the year.
The Saturday Rub, Friday Huddle, Sunday Rub, Midweek Rub, Tom Brown's News and all the footy podcasts you need are in one place. Subscribe to Triple M Footy on the Listener app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discussion around Dustin Martin seeking a trade to Sydney won't go away. It's been around all year. It's intensified over the last week or so. Where's it coming from? It's sort of in part not necessarily coming from Richmond, but they're not doing much to stop it. His manager, Ralph Carr, won't comment on record in relation to it to me, so I don't think it's coming from Ralph. I think Dusty's obviously reluctant to comment publicly, rarely does interviews. You saw earlier this week, he doesn't even do an interview injury doorstop. So he certainly doesn't give a public running commentary. You hear from friends that he hangs out with, third and fourth hand, that he wants to live in Sydney, or if he didn't play on next year, he'd want to live in a non-football state. They're the sorts of things you hear. He's got 2 years to go on a contract worth up to the balance of it, $2.6 million. So I think it's fairly safe to assume he'll play out the remaining part of his contract. But I guess the question is whether it will be at the Tigers. I think Richmond, and you heard Neil Baum, I think, on the footy show on Sunday say as much. I don't think Dusty's, training perhaps like he used to. They gave him, for example, the day off last Tuesday. That's how they're managing him. He had the tragic passing of his dad over Christmas, and they're giving him the space he deserves. But now at age 31, it's clearly having an impact potentially on his soft tissue injury. So they're giving him some space. Caroline Wilson reported last night that even Richmond's coming around to, I guess, a post-Dustin Martin world now and thinking about what that might look like. The issue in terms of you moving to Sydney is clearly money. I spoke to the Swans yesterday. They insist they're not into him, haven't had any discussions regarding him. They're not part of the discussion at the moment. The Giants, they haven't got much salary space, as I just mentioned. So Dusty has got 1.3 times two at least owing on his deal. I don't think he'd play for less for the next 2 years. So if he was to go to Sydney, the question would become whether the Swans or the Giants, how much of the tab they'd pick up and how much of the tab the Tigers would pick up. And that will be a big, big discussion point. And I think it'll become a story certainly over the next couple of months because there's a potential deal to be done there. But whether Richmond's prepared to pay $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 of his money remains to be seen.
This is Tom Brown's News, bringing you the latest in footy every Monday, Thursday and Friday. Here at First on Listener.
And just finally, behind the scenes, Tasmania and their task force continue to work on a business case to present to the AFL presidents next month. The presidents were written to by the Premier, I think, about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. And some of the presidents I know have submitted responses to the Premier in terms of the types of ideas and things they want to see in the proposal and what would work. And that vote, obviously, is going to be in August. It's going to be a big deal. The AFL is still sort of pushing hard for the idea. There's still a lot of resistance at club level. There is a way forward. The way forward, I think, would be for clubs to see it not as an impediment for the existing clubs, and maybe some of more of them would come on board. For example, at the moment, the AFL doesn't fund the total player payments, which is the salary cap, for about 4 or 5 teams, including West Coast, Hawthorn, Collingwood, some of the big clubs. You know, if the AFL fully funded the total player payments, you know, I think those clubs would be more inclined to agree to a new side. There's all sorts of issues. The AFL's got 11 work streams going on in terms of the stadium and talent and all the rest of it. And I think clubs will clearly be concerned also about how Tasmania would build their list and what sort of access they'd get in terms of, I shouldn't say stealing players from existing lists, but I guess poaching them. So that's another obvious issue. But I think at a bare minimum, if the AFL paid the full total player payments for all the clubs, which would cost a lot of money, because, and I don't know if they've got that money, quite frankly, but if that was the minimum from an AFL perspective, perhaps the Tasmanians would get more support in regards to a team. So there's still negotiation and work going on with this. It's too early at this stage to say the idea is dead, because it's not, and the AFL, I think, will end up getting the clubs that they support to support Tasmania. So there is a way forward. But I think that it's going to be interesting to see certainly what happens there in the next 3 or 4 weeks as they work towards that big vote in August. It's been a big news day. We've covered some big topics. I'll be back Friday, which will be post Geelong tonight. Can't wait to discuss the implications of that game. There's lots going on. Triple M rocks football.
That was Tom Brown's News. Come back every Monday, Thursday and Friday for more and subscribe to Triple M Footy on Listener or wherever you listen to get all our podcasts throughout the season. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.